Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, or should I say the winter blahs in the Big Apple, where it sure feels like winter right now. So, but hopefully, you know, that will pass here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be back to some great weather, 60, 70-degree weather, sleeping weather with the rain. So let's hope for that very, very soon. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this show, Relationships 360 Degrees. And on this program, myself and guest experts address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing how to prepare for marriage and plan for the wedding of your dreams without you going broke. And tonight's show is geared towards married couples as well who are having a hard time balancing their roles as husband or wife with their parental duties. And if you haven't tied the knot in your planning for married life with kids, then you can certainly learn something from tonight's show as well. And like every guest that I bring on this program, tonight's guest, Sue Atkins, is an expert. She's a speaker, she's a broadcaster, she is the author of a book called Raising Happy Kids for Dummies, and she's going to be giving a copy of that away tonight to one of our lucky listeners. Hopefully she'll autograph that for the winning listener. To get that, you would just need to sign up to the Relationships 360 email list at the show's blog, which is located at www.relationships360blog.com, and you just enter your name and your email address, and boom, you've signed up to receive great relationship advice, quizzes, and other updates and special offers. So I'm going to give you until Monday at midnight to do that. So hopefully you guys will take advantage of this wonderful book that our guest is giving away. Sue's also got two kids of her own, and she's been married for 19 years. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sue, or should I say this morning, because you're in London where it's, what time, 12:30?
It certainly is, yes.
All right, and you thought you were going to be joining us later in the morning at like 1:30, so I'm glad it's not too late for you. I you know, myself, I'm normally getting in the bed around midnight because I have so much to do, and, of course, that's what this show is about is, you know, just parents having busy lives and, you know, trying to keep it all together as well as trying to, you know, maintain a quality marriage. So, again, thanks, Sue, for joining us this late in the hour in London.
That's my pleasure.
All right. And you do have your coffee in hand, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And how's the weather there? I mentioned weather
well,
at the top
you know,
of the program.
It's absolutely beautiful over here. It's springtime, and the daffodils are up, and the sun is actually out, and you cannot beat the UK in springtime when it's sunny, the daffs are out, and it's just a beautiful country.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I'm not looking forward to spring in New York. I'm looking forward to the weather, but not the allergies that come with it. You know, I suffer from hay fever every
oh,
season.
Oh, wow.
So
yes.
Not looking forward to that part, so you know, maybe that'll hold off for a couple more weeks because, like I said, it's still cold here. And Sue, you know, I love the interactivity of this program. Of course, we encourage our callers or our listeners to call into the program. And you guys can do that live at 714-409-0610. And that number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And we already have that number up in the chat room as well, where you can also post your questions if you can't get to a phone or if you can't get through on the phone lines, which are often tied up during this program. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting for the next 55 minutes here, so you certainly have time to, you know, give us a call here and pose your questions to Sue, who is our expert, our parenting and marriage expert. But I would like to ask you guys to stick to one question or comment if you can. Like I said, we only have about an hour, and we want to get in as many listener comments and questions as possible. And again, if you want to join the conversation, give us a ring at 714-409-0610. And Sue, again, thanks for coming on the program. Now, I call you a power tweeter. You tweet, people listen. You have a huge following on Twitter. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, you are also a parenting author of several parenting books. You've built parenting programs as well. You're a speaker. You're a broadcaster like myself. How do you have time to do all of this with two kids and a husband?
Well, when you're in, you know, when you work with something that you love to do, which is my passion. I mean, I used to be a deputy head teacher and class teacher for 22 years, and then I started my own business and run my own courses now. It's not difficult at all because I'm just totally passionate about it. I absolutely enjoy it. And in fact, I've never done a day's work in my life because I used to love teaching as well. So, you know, if you find what you love, you never really do a hard day's work, do you? Because my problem, actually, is stopping because I write prolifically and I do all sorts of things like, you know, all sorts of things. I do different broadcasting on the BBC and stuff. I find that actually it's teaching myself to stop is the problem because I love it so much. Sometimes if I'm writing something or something captures my imagination, I can be up really late finishing off stuff. And it's hard actually to put a boundary around it. So, yeah, it's not hard work. It's a pleasure. And it's very, you know, very rewarding. And it's my privilege to work with parents and help them, you know, have the strategies and techniques that they need to raise happy, confident, well-behaved kids, you know.
Absolutely. And so, okay, there you go. Sue is a self-admitted workaholic, but she doesn't actually call it work. Now, you've been busy. Like I said, you've developed several programs and, you know, you've written several parenting books as well. I had an opportunity to check out one of your programs called Parenting Made Easy. Tell us how this program helps couples to balance their marriage and their parental roles.
Yes, well, for me, you know, I know firsthand because I've got two kids and I work and I do all sorts of different things and charity work. So I'm an ambassador for school home support over here in England. So I just thought, really, I write from firsthand experience and I am just a work in progress too. But sometimes when you've got some experience, you know, it's a privilege to pay it back, you know, give it back to people. So I started to create, I mean, I was invited to write Raising Happy Children for Dummies, one in the Black and Yellow series. And once I'd written that, I felt that, you know, there was a chapter almost in every topic because you know what the Dummies books are. They're sort of you dip in and out of a Dummies book. You don't read it from cover to cover. So my book sort of covered school issues. It covered bullying. It covered sibling rivalry, all sorts of ordinary problems for kids in school, twins, you name it, divorce. So I actually thought, gosh, there's far more in each chapter than you can only almost give a taster. So that's when I started to develop my CDs and my workbooks that go together, covering those subjects in more detail. So, you know, for example, I've got How to Handle Divorce More Positively, or I've got The Secret to Well-Behaved Kids, and I've got Navigating the Choppy Waters of the Teenage Years and things like that. So, yes, it came from the book, and they kind of spun off in a way to give more detail and be more specific for parents who are looking for, you know, strategies and techniques.
And how our listeners get their hands on some of these resources, Parenting Made Easy, and then Raising Happy Children for Dummies?
Sure.